Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
There are certain business models that you want to scale. There's also certain business models that are just never going to, right? Like a mastermind will never scale. That's not the point of the mastermind, right? But that doesn't mean we don't do one. A personal brand-based business doesn't scale very easily. Doesn't mean we don't do one. There's still really good business models that are out there. We can make a lot of money that are not meant for a future sale.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as us entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey towards $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
What's up, Sales Funnel Radio? All right, like the first successful sales funnel I really ever had, it was not for me, it was for another company, and it was when I was in college. And I was sitting here and I was thinking about why it was so successful compared to previous attempts, you know? And basically, I believe that one of the ways you don't let a failure be a failure is by obviously learning lessons from it, which means though you need to give some space after a failure to pull out the lessons. There's a lot of like angry psycho drivers here today in Idaho. It's because we got half of California moving here. Breathe, everybody. Anyway, so as I think back on like on this first sales funnel, on what made it so much better compared to my previous attempts and actually work, I think it's a really simple answer. Obviously, copy's got to be good. You know, obviously there's got to be, you know, probably a good sales video if you're going to use one. You know, etc. But what was different with this sales funnel, this very first one that was actually successful for me, was it was the first time that I ever took and dedicated a significant chunk of time to just surveying, interacting with, and really hearing from this company's existing customers. I spent tons of time asking them for feedback, lots of feedback. And this was so powerful that obviously I used the insights I was gaining as fuel when I actually built the sales funnel. And I surveyed all these people ahead of time. Obviously that helped a lot. It influenced what was going on in there. But I also think what it did, there's like a second benefit that happened where, you know, people felt heard. And I was listening to them. I surveyed a ton of people. I was emailing back and forth, talking with a lot of them, understanding what it was that they really wanted from this company versus what they're being provided. And I think that's a key question that anyone can ask. So I remember like building this stuff, putting it all together, and just being so stoked that to watch basically this funnel just take off. I bring this up for an interesting point. You got to listen to your people, all right? Listen to your customer base. They survey them. You should survey your customers. Ask them what they're wanting. Ask them what they're needing. And it's really cool if you can have the skill set of making an offer, and the first time it goes out to the marketplace, it's successful. But that's really rare. That's usually not how it happens at all. Usually offer creation is like this co-creative experience, right? You're creating with the marketplace. You're not building an offer in a day and then turning around and saying, it's ready, right? And ready to sell. Most of the time it's not. Most of the time you need that beta, even for info products, right? Even for coaching and consulting. Honestly, my best products ever had tons of surveying and customer interaction asking, is this what you need? Is this what you want? Are you trying to figure this out? And I'm bringing this up for a really interesting point. You know, as I'm in the middle of this 5-day challenge and I'm building this challenge piece out, and it's been fun. I've enjoyed it a lot. I like doing challenges. You can probably hear I'm a little bit disjointed and a little bit tired. I'm on day 5. I teach for about an hour, the general session, and then I usually go for about an hour and a half with the VIPs and just go a lot deeper, you know, after 5 days and all the stuff that, all the in-betweens and outruns and all that stuff that, you know, it's, I'm just tired. So, but I'm bringing this up for a key reason. So I know that one of the biggest things that my customer base and following has requested of me is to be able to just spend more either one-on-one time or group, like small group, right? Really intimate group. And so I went through quite a bit of a discovery phase to figure out what model I could actually do that with. And I found one. And it's been super fun. It's actually the model that one of my, he's not a business coach for me, but he is a coach of, for my, you know, he's been working with me for about a year and a half. And his model is super simple. It's one of these classic questions I know people ask, like, well, Steve, this sounds like a great idea, but does it scale? You know, and if you can't answer that question, sometimes people will be like, well, then I'm not going to go for it. And I get it. There are certain business models that you want to scale. There's also certain business models that are just never going to, right? Like a mastermind will never scale. That's not the point of the mastermind, right? But that doesn't mean we don't do one. Personal brand based business, it doesn't scale very easily. Doesn't mean we don't do one. There's still really good business models that are out there. We can make a lot of money that are not meant for a future sale. And so what I'm about to say is that does it scale? No. What's the product? Basically, you're the product. But I gotta tell you, I'm having a ton of fun with it. Like, I have always thought that having a consistent one-on-one, you know, with the same few people weekly or monthly or whatever, I don't know why I've always shied away from that, but it's what I'm providing now. And in this challenge, that's what I'm pitching is like, hey, check it out. I know you guys need my core thing, Internet Launch Secrets. It is the core. It's the core, right? People who've been writing copy for a long time get a ton out of it. It's not just for noobs. Okay. It is still the core formula I use all over the place. But while you're applying it, although 80% of all business is really the same, you know, same functions at least, of course they get custom. That last 20% is pure customization, basically, right? Because no one's selling the same customer, hardly, right? Not in the same way as you, as the next person. No one's selling the same marketplace. So what I've been doing is I have a Capitalist Pig newsletter, which I'm having so much fun writing. The issue that we just put, which is about to go out, actually, just I sent it over to our designer. I actually interviewed Adam Smith. We loaded up Adam Smith's books and works into this AI machine at, give a shout out to clickmind.com. Woo. These guys are awesome. But we loaded up Adam Smith's works and then loaded up several of my podcasts so it could learn me. And then we had it have a conversation. It's the coolest thing. And I'm asking questions that freaking Adam Smith, obviously, you know, the ghost of Adam Smith. But I'm like, hey man, is socialism the enemy of capitalism? And it was really interesting to hear his answer. No. And I was like, oh, all right, what is? You know, it was really cool to hear that. Anyway, so I have a Capitalist Pig newsletter, which allows me to go deeper in topics that I really don't have a platform to go into in any other place right now. Like, that's the point of the newsletter. It's just, it's straight teaching. If you like how I teach, I really like to write. I'll toot my horn here. I'm doing a good job at it, though. I think it's a really fun newsletter. It's a really good newsletter. So that's $29 a month, right? The next tier that I created is this Capitalist Pig Club. And I created it. I send out a random piece of capitalism swag in your shirt size every month to you. You get...
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th.
John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of chief ads officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Access to almost all my previous courses. There's a monthly Q&A call. Like people just bring, I love that call. It's such a fun call. Anyway, the next tier up is I created something called Capless Pig University. And Capless Pig University is weekly classes with me. You can think of them like semesters. And it's like, all right, in this class, however long it goes, right, we're going to go crazy deep into your offer and we're going to spend time on it. And I'm going to give you assignments and they're small groups. I don't want a lot of people in that kind of a thing. So it just dilutes it. Plus, I don't want someone to feel lost in the sauce or, you know, in a sea of people. And so they're small class groups, but it's an hour with me weekly and I'm loving it. Like I always kind of shied away from doing that kind of thing. And that's why I'm saying this, because I started surveying and I started going, and I know the largest thing people wanted from me is one-on-one time or small groups consistently so that I can get my eyes on their stuff and give them feedback. I'm like, yes, I will launch that. Or, ooh, that is way off the mark. Do not spend any more time on this. You got to change a bunch. You're way off the mark. Or they want a mastermind. Like those pieces. And so it's been fun for me because I've been doing that. I've been figuring that out. You know, next thing up is my Titans of Industry Mastermind. If someone wants one-on-one with me consistently, that's the next thing after that. And they're not crazy expensive and they really actually go cater towards, like, they really match what level of business someone would be in to be able to afford those. And again, they're not actually very expensive though. So I'm really excited about it. I'm loving it. And I guess that the point of the episode is survey, right? Survey. Dom, I'm going to give you a shout out. Dominic, awesome guy. We've become friends. He's in Russell's Inner Circle as well. And he did this speech about surveying. I'm a facilitator of the Inner Circle and super excited to be doing it for another year. Woo! It's going to be awesome. But he was in my group and he gave this epic speech on surveys and where he just uses them all over the place. And it just reminded me of how I used to use surveys like crazy. And then I started looking back and thinking back on like, what is it that I've been hearing from the marketplace through just customer feedback? And it's been this. It's like the formulas that I use rock. I still use them. They're not just for brand new people. I use them for everyone. But the missing piece, you know, has been, you know, Steve, we want to be able to talk to you and chat with, you know, we've gone through your stuff. It's awesome. But like, can you give us the bless off here? You know, can we keep getting on calls for a while as you kind of somewhat handhold us out the door? Like, now I have that stuff. And I got to tell you, I know why I've never provided this. I know why. And I don't want to get like crazy deep into this or whatever, but it honestly was because I couldn't handle it. Okay. It was that. It was so many of you asked me why I'm so calm now. And it's like, well, Papa Capitalism had to go to some therapy, right? I had to figure some crap out. There was so much pain in my life. And like, I couldn't handle it. Right. And I'll be vulnerable and I'll share that. I got nothing to hide there. And I'll answer any question anyone ever has about that stuff. But anyway, the point is, it's really twofold. Number one, survey, right? Ask your people what they want. And if there's a ton of resistance to you doing that, there might be something else kind of going on inside of you, right? Second part of that is, you know, if you're not willing to provide what the marketplace is asking, that doesn't mean that that's wrong, but maybe look for models that fits you. Maybe look for models that allows you to, you know, to still, I guess, be able to provide solutions to the market that makes you still, you know, like, hey, I don't want to do what Steve's doing. Or I'm getting on a lot of calls now. And I have been so anti-call for such a long time. And I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of found my foot in my mouth. And I'm like, oh, meetings for the sake of meetings? Yeah, I still hold my stance there. That's just like, we don't need to meet to brainstorm all the time. I hate that. And I know that some people are different. That's fine. Obviously there. But in terms of like one-on-one coaching, consulting, like I get some of my best results for people through those. It was kind of funny to, in a little bit of a slap in the face, to turn back around, start recognizing that and go, oh, oops. So anyway, you guys are awesome. Go survey. You know, I'll tell you that there are survey formulas. There's a lot of survey formulas if you've never heard of them. A great book is Ask by Ryan Levesque. Ryan Levesque, if you ever listen to this episode, just know I'm a gigantic fan and I want to interview one day. But I love that book. I read that in college and it really took my, really helped. It was one of the catalysts for learning this skill set. But there's also a lot of others as well that are amazing that I, one of the first times I ever say I would harvested a formula, right? Or a, I don't know if framework is the right word for it, but I was probably like 3 months into working at ClickFunnels the first time, right? And I was going through all these different, there was a sales letter, a site called Fuzzy Yellow Balls, and it was a quiz for this tennis ball thing. And I went through the quiz and I was like, that was a genius quiz. Cause at the end of it, you know, it got your email, but then it also invited you into this thing. And it clearly was ascending you to another tier of their product. And then I was like, okay, what kind of question are they asking here? Right. And I went backwards. And then I started looking through other people's surveys and quizzes and stuff like that. And the next one, there was totally a formula. Right. And I was like, oh my gosh. And it matched the formula from before. And I started noticing that like the highest converting quizzes were saying the same types of things. They were always like 6 or 7 questions. And I went through and I was like, okay, first it's a question about this. Then it's a question about this. Then it's a question about this. And we started using that formula for other places in funnels. Right? But the same quizzes and surveys are definitely different. But my point is that there's a formula for good surveys, right? If you're going to go ask for customer feedback, if you're going to go get the most, you know, juice for the squeeze, if you will, if you're going to do it in a way where it's not annoying, there's formulas and proven things for that as well. Just go figure out what that is. Listen to the marketplace and start, but just listen to the market. If you're interested in some formula class with me, like I'm going to do a class soon on hook writing or mastermind. I don't want to do a mastermind in the traditional sense. It's very different. I'm very proud of it. I've spent years trying to, a mastermind for me has been one of the most requested things in the last, since I've been in business. And I've never done it because I didn't want to do it in the traditional sense. I wanted to be just different. Maybe that was a stumbling block and I should have gotten over it. But the reality is like, I figured it out and it's super cool. And anyway, if you're interested in the classes or you want to be in the Capital Speak Club or whatever, go to stevejlarson.com. And then just there's a form at the bottom that says, what do you, something you want from Steve? And just be like, hey, let me the club. Or, you know, hey, I want weekly classes with you. Let me the university. Or, you know, I'm interested in the mastermind. But anyway, you guys are great. I'm going to jump into day 5 of this challenge here and keep listening to that market. On that note, if there's something, piece of feedback you want to give me, please give it. Bad feedback is still good feedback. You know what I mean? Like anything. Anyway, you guys are great. And see you in the next episode. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Be sure to download all 300 episodes from season 1 from Sales Funnel Radio, which documented my journey from literally 0, leaving my job and my first 5 million. And it's easy to download. Just go to salesfunnelradio.com, enter in your email, and it will get emailed to you. It should be immediately. You'll see it inside your email, the link itself. You can also see a link on there to interview me, work with me, get some sponsorship if you want. I can get some shout outs. Or even record your own question for the show. Again, just go to salesfunnelradio.com, subscribe to the newsletter, and you'll be able to download all of season 1's episodes for free.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.